Children, if anything else called inside to give some verses this morning, that's what I feel like doing. Stand up here and just bawling. I can talk to any one of y'all just one-on-one, you know, but you get up here and everybody looking at you so mean. You get the heebie-jeebies and you don't know what to say. So, no, y'all don't be nervous now. Well, I thought I'd just tell y'all about how I was saved, and because I've been with this church as long as it's been around, just about, right. I think. I've been saved 11 years ago this August.
Amen.
And before that, I was a Catholic, and we were real strong Catholics. We all went to Catholic schools, and we were at Mass every day and every Sunday. And when I first got saved, it was hard for me to see the difference even between what the Catholics teach and what we were learning out of the Bible. And to me, that just proves that the Catholic Church is wicked and deceitful, you know, because they try and make their language sound as much like ours as they can. And it makes it, I can identify more with the Catholics down in Mexico because that's what we came out of, you know. And now that I can see it, and I know in Revelation 17, it's talking about the Catholic Church, and she's the mother of harlots. And I can see why it's hard for the Mexicans down there to understand what it is we're preaching and why we're preaching to them, because a lot of them don't understand that. And you know, a lot of y'all sometimes, I don't know if you think you're doing any good or not, but when I was a senior in high school, I changed, a lot of my friends kind of changed around, and instead of having a lot of Catholic friends, I had about four friends that were Baptists. And really, they didn't know how to witness, and they didn't know how to preach to me or anything, but they did the best they could, and I think that was the Lord working in my life, you know. Amen. He was using them, even though they didn't realize it, even though they weren't doing a very good job, but, you know, it was about a year later that I got saved. And since then, I guess we've been on the mission field now for 7 years. We've been married for 7 years, we've been on the mission field for 7 years. And the Lord called me to be a missionary at the first mission conference they had here. Also, there were about 11 of us, I guess, that were called to be missionaries. And shortly thereafter, Billy and I got married, and we both went on down to the mission field. And it says in Corinthians, it says that the Lord has chosen the weak things of the world and foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And I'm not very strong, you know. I'm not very good about witnessing a lot of times. And hopefully I support my husband and and encourage him. And I know the Lord wants me to teach my children. And when you've got children in school, it's kind of hard to follow around. So mostly we sit home a lot. The wives do while the guys are gone. Sometimes they're gone for weeks at a time. And there's not anything very exciting about it, you know, just the same thing mostly that y'all do here, you know, except that probably our husbands are gone a lot more. But the Lord's been blessing the church down there, and they've seen a lot of problems. And sometimes I've heard it said that when Satan's attacking and when there's problems, that, you know, that's when the Lord's working.
Amen.
And so maybe we'll see some real fruit down
there.
Amen.
Amen.
We'd like y'all to pray for us. And I was going to tell y'all, Billy and I are the treasurers down there for the missionaries. And we have a little fund that we have set up that we put our money into for tracks and for repairing the equipment. Y'all probably don't realize how much money it takes to run a group like we've got. We've got projectors, and we have tracks that have to go out, and we have printing supplies, and we have the correspondence school. And so, like, about 5-10% of your money goes into a fund that we have set aside for that. And I just wanted to leave y'all with a couple of verses. You don't have to turn to them if you don't want to. It's in Colossians. It says, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time, to answer every man." And I just ask that y'all be praying for us, and we'll be praying for y'all soon.
Amen. Amen.